Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. President Trump is expected to impose new tariffs today in the latest attempt to remake the terms of world trade.
Any steel coming into the United States is going to have a 25% tariff.
CBS's Aaron Navarro on some likely impacts here.
The U.S. imports a significant amount of steel and especially aluminum from other countries. And if you just look at maybe the Detroit area and Ontario, tariffs on steel there could really impact the auto industry and kind of the linked economy that those two areas have.
Trump also plans to reset U.S. taxes on imports to match the same levels charged by other countries. A federal judge has found the Trump administration has not fully followed his order to unfreeze federal spending, and he's ordered the White House to release all money. The administration said the pause was to allow time to ensure spending fits the president's agenda. Some lawmakers held a rally today outside of the Social Security Administration headquarters in Baltimore. Senator Chris Van Hollen.
We have one simple message, which is Elon Musk, keep your hands off of our Social Security.
To air today on Fox, President Trump said Palestinians in Gaza would not have a right to return after his rebuilding plan.
I would own this. Think of it as a real estate development for the future.
That is the fragile ceasefire appears in danger today. Hamas now says it will delay the next hostage release just as phase two of the deal was being negotiated. The Israeli team has now left the talks. Reporter Robert Berger.
The delegation has returned from Qatar where they began talks on the second phase. It's interesting to note that this is a lower level delegation, which suggests that a deal on the second phase is a long way off.
Much of the nation is preparing for some messy weather. In the mid-Atlantic, a chance for measurable snow.
D.C., Baltimore, that corridor, 4, 5, maybe 6 inches, certainly impactful.
Brian Hurley of the National Weather Service. Arctic air is pushing into the northern plains, which will lead to extreme cold. Need a jolt of something healthy? Here's reporter Jen Clark.
Coffee can create bacteria in your gut. Good bacteria. The kind that shows healthy digestion and helps you absorb nutrients. And yes, this includes decaf. The study in Nature Microbiology tracked 300 daily coffee drinkers and the metabolites in their bloodstream.
Scientists say more research is needed on the overall impacts of coffee. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine is where Evers stops today. The governor is visiting Head Start centers in Superior, Eau Claire, and Racine to highlight his Year of the Kid initiative. He says he's aiming to make child care more affordable. There have been ongoing funding issues for Head Start programs across the country. A car crashed into a tree at Noel Place and Rosalind Avenue in Racine yesterday, resulting in critical injuries for the driver. Flight for Life was called. Racine police are investigating. A private ribbon-cutting ceremony was held last week to unveil Racine County's new Youth and Development Care Center in Caledonia. The new 50-bed facility is named after former county executive Jonathan Delagrave. Fire crews from Racine and Kenosha County were called to a chicken coop fire in the town of Brighton yesterday. All 7 chickens escaped unharmed. The likely cause of the fire was an electric heat lamp that fell. And Racine Unified is preparing for a referendum on the April ballot, with detailed information available on the Racine County I website. You can do a deep dive into the RUSD request and the impact at racinecountyi.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Eagles dominate the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in New Orleans, where the Eagles beat the Chiefs 40-22 in Super Bowl 59. Philadelphia jumped out to a 24-0 lead in the first half and never looked back. The Chiefs blow a chance to a three-peat. The last time they lost a Super Bowl was to Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. Is this one even more disappointing? Andy Reid.
Yeah, they all hurt. You get this far. You battled your tail off to get this far. Very, very hard to do.
Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts awarded the game's MVP. MVP.
Offense was able to score points to take advantage of opportunities, put points on the board, and then defense played their ass off. They played how they played all year.
NBA, the Bucks with a much-needed win, 135-127 over the 76ers. Damian Lillard with a season-high 43 points.
I told Dame that he needs to be an aggressive scorer and an aggressive playmaker, and that's a hard thing to do.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 30 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the northwest at 5 to 15. Cloudy tonight with some light snow around or a little after midnight. Our low down to 15. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 21. Wednesday, cloudy with more snow possible and a high near 25. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Show. If you look out your window is attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling,
if you want me, twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Oh, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
whoa,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you,
oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
From Radio Park to Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
Really rocking.
Really rocking.
scenes home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Let's see. Yesterday, of course, was Super Bowl Sunday, and this Friday is Valentine's Day. And listen this week for Dan Marcus to add a little romance into your Valentine's Day as he gives away the romance CD from Chip Davis. Chip Davis is of Mannheim Steamroller fame. It's a CD filled with soft sounds that bring romance to anyone of any age. So listen to Dan Marcus between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. all this week with WRJN.
Valentine's Day is Friday, and it's all about being sweet. O&H Danish Bakery knows more about being sweet than just about anyone. Their Valentine Cherry Heart Kringle will express your sentiments tastefully. Meant to be shared and enjoyed, this hand-formed heart kringle has a delicious Door County cherry filling with pink icing, and it's sprinkled with red sugar. Share and enjoy it with your Valentine. Go straight for the heart kringle from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Love is in the air at Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Spread kindness this February with the Love Chain fundraiser. For just $1, add a link to the growing Love Chain, and every dollar collected will directly support Oak Ridge Care Center here in Union Grove. So, whether you're grabbing your favorite coffee or simply looking to brighten someone's day, be part of something special with Just Brew It on Main Street, because even the smallest acts of love can make the biggest impact. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Well, a guy in Germany, an elderly man in Germany, couldn't get his foot off the gas, and he went through a car wash at 40 miles an hour. His car ripped up equipment and did some serious damage. Yeah, but, you know, nobody's going to be messing with him back at the senior living facility now. Wait, I can't have a second helping of mashed potatoes? Right, you wait here, I'll go get my car.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel, got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheels all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and narrow highway? Let it shine within your mind and show you the colors that are real. Painted pony on the spinning wheel ride. Spinning wheel fly.
I can't stop myself. future's taken over my high one track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time.
If she's put together fine, if she's in my mind.
In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then,
if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
years. WRJN has provided local news, and now timeless hits too. There's Lou Christie and Lightning Strikes on WRJN. Don't forget, we've got men's basketball for you this Saturday. UW Badger men's basketball can be heard all season long. Next game coming up Saturday with the pregame at 11, tip off at noon. Matt LePay has the call of the game, and if you want, you can check out the entire WRJN sports lineup for the week on demand at WRJN.com. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine is where the tour wrapped up. Governor Tony Evers concluded his statewide tour today by visiting the Acelero Learning Next Generation Now Center in Racine. That's where he discussed his Year of the Kid initiative, which includes an investment of over $500 million to support affordable child care. Evers' tour also included stops in Superior and Eau Claire. Another Wisconsin child has died of the flu. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
It's the second influenza-associated child death here in the Badger State this winter, according to the Department of Health Services. Experts have been warning about higher flu activity this year. We recently saw the highest number of flu-related hospitalizations in a single week since January of 2018. Officials also say flu vaccination rates are lower this year.
A private ribbon-cutting ceremony was held last week to unveil Racine County's new Youth Development and Care Center. It's in Caledonia and named in memory of Jonathan Delagrave. He's the county executive who spearheaded the creation of the facility. It's got 50 beds and was built almost entirely with state funds. It'll provide detention from youth across southeastern Wisconsin. The center is said to include a trauma-informed approach to youth care and rehabilitation. At least one Racine restaurant is making changes because of the rising costs of eggs. To find out more about that story, go deeper at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 30 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the northwest at 5 to 15. Cloudy tonight with some light snow around or a little after midnight. Our low down to 15. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 21. Wednesday, cloudy with more snow possible and a high near 25. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
1974, it's Carl Carlton and Everlasting Love on WRJN, a song that was a cover of the old Robert Knight song from 1967. You know, we know about Robert Knight's version. We know about Carl Carlton's version. Gloria Estefan did a version. I wanted to see if there were any other versions that I was unaware of. So I looked them up and I counted, let's see, 8 different versions of that song.
Walk on, go, don't you walk. We'll be right back.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN with Tommy James and the Shondells and Moni Moni. You know, you can sign up to receive the new WRJN weekly newsletter at WRJN.com. That newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts, profiles some local businesses, and has tips on marketing and advertising, too. Plus, it's easy. It simply comes to your inbox every Friday. Simply sign up at WRJN.com.
Two girls for
lady, passion's lady, dressed in love.
windswept lady. Was the night, the waves, the sand. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, child of nature, friend of man.
Sugarloaf, the song Green-Eyed Lady, WRJN. Reminder, Paul Harvey is back. That's right, the late Paul Harvey is back on WRJN with the rest of the story. Archived episodes are now sponsored by the Racine Disc Center online at racinediscscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. Paul Harvey, weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and then again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. So if you miss Paul Harvey on the air, it's now available on demand too at wrjn.com. WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. Could see a little snow tonight. Look for a low of 16. Tomorrow, maybe morning snow. Otherwise, going to become mostly sunny throughout the day and a high of 22. And then Wednesday, maybe a little snow up to 25.
Something in the way she moves
attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now.
And timeless favorites. WRJN.